No. No. What else to say? I mean, hey, everyone. I mean, Seattle's the same kind of team. You know, they had one game where they beat Dallas, I think, by 20. Every one of their games has gone down to single score. And, you know, last drive of the game, they're used to playing games like that. We're used to playing games like that. And we ended up making one more play. And, you know, the times that they've won, they've made the play. The times that, you know, we've won, we've made the play. And you know, Titus. And it was more than just Titus, though. Ryan Broyles made a couple really big plays. Tony Scheffler got a big chunk of yards. Pettigrew moved the chains a few times at the end. Joyke Bell made some big plays. Stafford, Calvin, you know, it was a team effort to be able to mount that last drive.
You've been pretty steadfast in your belief that Matt was, you know, a game away from turning things around. Obviously, you seem to reward you for that today. Can you just talk about his performance and why you were confident
that this was going to come? Well, it's easy to be confident in him when you see him every day in meetings and you see him every day on the practice field and you know the talent that he has. And you know, and honestly, you look at the games. You evaluate exactly how we came up short in a game or how we were able to get the victory. And we know that over the course of time, you know, Matt's gonna make the plays, and he's got players around him to make the plays. So it's easy to have confidence in Matt. I mean, that's certainly not a leap of faith by me, and I'm not going out on a limb having confidence in him. Yeah, well, I mean, the alternative is certainly, I mean, there's a famous quote about that, something, you know, but I don't know what it is. But, yeah, but that's life in the NFL. Every week it's week to week. You know, you got to live in the moment. You got to win that game. And, you know, I think this team does a pretty good job of that. You just got to keep on, you got to persevere through things. I mean, I think we've all seen the NFL and we've all seen situations that come up that you have to persevere over the course of 16 games. It's not just a 60-minute game. It's a 16-game season. Teams that do well over 16 games persevere through some tough times or adversity. Teams that do well over a 60-minute game persevere through some tough times or some adversity. I mean, that's just life in the NFL. Yeah, I mean, we'll take it anyway. I mean, it had the side benefit also of just chewing the rest of the clock off so that, you know, we could just put prevent defense out and you know, and they could try to razzle-dazzle at the end. So, I mean, it was, number one, getting the score, whether it was a field goal or a touchdown. But after getting the score, get the touchdown. And then after that, sucking up all the time and giving our putting our defense in an easy-to-win situation at the end. Yeah, you know, LeSure really was an injury situation. You know, Joyke was doing some good things for us, and we were rotating our backs through. Kevin Smith played a lot on third downs, and then Joyke was playing, and Joyke was in that last series. You know, Mikel, I thought, ran the ball well today, too. Dumas left with a I don't want to call it a re-injury of his knee, but an injury to his knee. He wasn't able to return. We'll have some tests tomorrow and see where it is, but he wasn't able to return. Yeah, I mean, Jonte settled down after the PI, you know, and that's something again. He's a young player, and you know, sort of panicked when the ball was up in the air. And we have to do a better job of defending in that situation. But you know, we knew we needed to take big plays away. That was a big part of their offense, and when they did try to make a big play over the top and got aggressive to throw it. You know, Silva made a great play over there, and he's a very talented player. He's young. He's been inexperienced. He's worked his way up from the practice squad. But, you know, when he's played this year, he's done a nice job. Eric Coleman came in for Delmas, did a nice job. You know, I think that, you know, there's things that we can do better, but there's a lot of guys playing. I mean, Alfonso Smith's out there playing in nickel. Justin Miller was even in on our prevent at the end. You know, we're you know, just working hard to keep them off the scoreboard.
Scott calls Joyke the closer. Why is it he's so effective in that role? Is it because of his power ability when the defense is wore down?
Yeah, he's strong. He's one thing with Joyke is very rarely does the first guy get him down. You know, and he's good balance, very strong. Gives us a little different dimension. All those guys are, you know, a little bit different style. And Scott's done a good job, as has Sam Gash, sort of mixing and matching those guys and being productive, having them all in different roles. Yeah, I mean, we played poorly on that one. Had a couple guys on the backside, got cut. A couple guys on the front side got out of position. And increases. That wasn't one person. That was about four or five guys on defense. And, you know, we gave up 17 points in the first half. And we'd stopped them on the first drive, hold them to a punt. Then we get a illegal formation or illegal procedure on our team. And then it gives up the first 3 points when our defense was already off the field. One play drive for a touchdown, and then their second touchdown set up by the pass interference call. You know, we were unsettled on defense in the beginning. They were taking advantage of some snap count and some, you know, some stuff up front, and we didn't do a good job of handling it, and we put that fire out pretty quickly. It was frustrating to sit there in that first series and see those penalties come, but in fairness to our defensive line, they did a good job of adjusting to that. And you know, we wanted to have to make them drive, take the big plays away, but, you know, make them drive. And they did put a nice drive together in the second half, but our offense was able to come back and match it and give us the win.
Did you see something different in Tyshawn this week when you knew how his role might
change? No, you guys that are around Titus, he's never lacked for self-confidence. You need an MRI? Yeah. Titus is always positive, and you know, his role's changed a little bit now, but he's always upbeat and has a lot of confidence in his ability to make plays. I mean, the biggest thing he's been dealing with this year is just the troublesome knee that's made it difficult for him to practice full speed at times. But you know, didn't look like it today. Ran past those guys. A third and long play for a touchdown. Matt ripped one into him. You know, but he had a couple other short throws, some wide receiver screens that he did a good job of either getting positive yards or picked up first downs for us. And those were as important as his touchdown catches today.
A couple more for Coach.
I mean, short yardage, you guys keep down to the 1 yard line. I'm sure it's not ideal for you to have your quarterback in the blue all the time. And you've got a good inside runner in Bell, and he's shown that. What's the situation where it seems like a little bit of
Yeah, we ran it last week and fumbled it. Scored this week. I like scoring. we had confidence. We had confidence to run. You know, when we called the first boot, they did a good job of jamming up Pettigrew at the line. But when they did that on the play action, Matt was going to be free. And we knew it was sort of a run-pass option. I think we had confidence. We had a good play there. You know, we felt good about it, you know, and
the end
then
of the game was more of a case of time was running out a little bit. You guys ran the clock down a little bit. You wanted to throw, just to keep giving yourself the option.
Well, we could have run, and we just would have had to hurry up for a field goal, like on that third down play or even the second down play. It would have put us in a hurry up situation, and we liked better huddling, but, you know, we could have easily called runs in those situations. We still had enough time, and, you know, we could have easily got the field goal team. I think, what was the last one, 25 seconds, 29 seconds? Was that? It was 24? I thought it was 29, but it was anyway, we had enough time that we could have got the field goal team out if we would have run it. We spread them out. They were in a position, I don't know if you noticed the way they were playing. The reason Titus was one-on-one like that was because they were packed in there to stop the run. And when that happened, Matt was able to get that little quick inside breaker in there, and Titus was able to finish it. Well, I mean, the reason we declined is because they called complete. If they had changed it to incomplete, then we would have taken it. You're given that opportunity if they changed the call on the field. Yeah, we were going to get a first down there regardless. It was just whether it was going to be 5 yards less or not. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I call that a drop. I mean, we've seen Calvin make great plays, but that's over the shoulder in the corner on the fingertips. I mean, I think we've been a little spoiled to call that a drop.
Coach, can you just talk about the mental toughness, you know, of your team, your 2-4? Sometimes plug-ins just over them, but they seem to just nothing seem to ever affect
Yeah, I mean, I think people outside of the team tend to think that happens more than it does, and people make a bigger deal. I mean, it's a long season. Guys have something to concentrate on every week. There's a new opponent every week. This team doesn't sit around feeling sorry for themselves. They know where they are. They know, you know, why we've won games and why we've lost games. You know, this team certainly fights to the end. I mean, you know, like I said, as did Seahawks. Seahawks all year were a team that was resilient to the end. So that's life in the NFL. We're expected to do that. They're all professionals. You know, but the last thing you can do is let things like that affect your preparation, affect your play, and our guys have done a good job of not allowing that to happen.